The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. To Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and yep. Guess what? It's November 2nd. Oh, my God! Yes, and we're having a great time, and so whether you're listening to us laying in bed or sitting in a boat or driving a car or having a breakfast, I'll take two sunny side hash brown bacon and stuff like that, so, you know, get ready for me. I'm primed for that, okay? But, you know, it's once again, I'm fired up. We're in the Minnow Tank in downtown Chicago. That's the State Street Studio. Chicago Theater's right there. Torture Museum is right there. People are walking on the street. Walgreens is over there, so I'm pretty excited. But, hey, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app. Or you can go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. And guess what? You hear the program every single week. There's a lot of programs in there you can listen to. And that way it's kind of a cool thing. You can get all your information. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Can't go wrong with that. So, you know, sit back, lay back, and kind of enjoy the great outdoors. I mean, can't go wrong with that. Real quick, we had a couple of interesting things going on. We've had some guests in town. I've done the tourist museum things. Honest to God, my favorite museum, the Science and Industry Museum. It is just, if you haven't been there a while, you got to go. Because, A, you walk in the door, you become a kid again. I loved it. I loved it. It was so much fun. Also, this week, we did a great thing. We went out with I call it the Band of Renown. It's fisheries biologists, old and new, veterinarians from the Brookfield Zoo, all kinds of people, Forest Preserve District of Cook County people. And we did some shocking below the main dam of Bussey Lake and moved all those fish up back into the main lake by Higgins Road so they could swim in and do the cycle again and again. And we got like over 20 muskies, and we're not talking a foot muskies. We're talking muskies that are in, you know, the 30 to touching a little over 40-inch class. We're talking walleye that you would hang on your wall. They're so beautiful. Largemouth bass. It was really interesting watching veterinarians take blood samples from a walleye. I saw parasites through a microscope of walleye. They take a little, scissors, and they take a little bit of gills, and then they look at it under, and they can see the parasites, which that's normal. But it was just so cool to be able to do this out in the field. I loved it, you know. But that's good. Hey, but let's talk about today's show. Important. First things first. Hopefully we're going to be getting a phone call from our buddy Dwayne Landmeyer. He's a member of the Illinois Muskie Tournament Trail, and they just had their state championship tournament. We'll hear from him. Followed by that, we're going to have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County with the activity report for November. And then Jeff Vassar from Michigan DNR is coming on to talk about the high fire conditions, not just in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We need rain. And I mean, if we get 3 inches of rain coming the next 3-4 days, let it come. The ground's going to soak it up, but we need that up. And it's very, very, very important. But then, you know what? You know what we're going to do. What do you mean? We have our Aiden Fishin' Report and more, all just for you. That's an important thing to hear. Now, let's see. We got that. And am I hearing a telephone ringing yet? Okay. All right. Oh, let's see who we got on the phone here. Is that Mr. Dwayne Landmeyer?
Yes. Morning, John.
Morning, my friend. Apologize, first of all, right up front there. But, hey, everybody, this is Dwayne Landmeyer. He's part of the Illinois Muskie Tournament Trail. And he fishes that tournament. He does seminars. You do that. You take the garbage out. You do windows at your house. Congratulations on the new grandbaby.
Thanks very much. It's awesome. First grandson. Walker Lee is his name.
Walker Lee? Very good. Very good. Congratulations, Grandpa. You got a granddaughter, I think, right?
Yes, Layla. She's eight. She's a blast.
Oh, God. I've got two daughters that are now in their 4 years old, but I tell guys when people say, oh, don't you wish you had a son to do fun and fishing? I go, you know what? I have a child that's healthy and everything's fine. But I said, you know what? Guys, little boys are cool. But a girl, they get muddier than a boy. They have more fun than a boy's having. And when you clean them up, guess what? They clean up better. Dwayne, tell me about this, the IMTT championship. What happened on that?
Okay. We were out fishing, and it was at Prairie Lake down by Springfield. It's west of Petersburg in the Jim Edgar State Fish and Wildlife area. It's a 225-acre lake, and it's a pretty good muskie fishery. That day, the muskies weren't real active. They weren't following. You could see them on your fishing locator. You could see them on the side imaging, you know, off to the side. They're about an inch long, and they're sitting right on the bottom. And I tried letting my lure sink all the way to the bottom, which I don't usually do, and working it real slow, not fast at all. And the fish didn't hit hard, and I got him on. He jumped all the way out of the water. I told my buddy Victor I got him, and we got him in the net, and we were the only team to have a bite that day. So sometimes you got to have a little luck on your side, and we ended up getting a 35-incher. It was a fat, nice fish, and we ended up winning all the money, which it was a small tournament, but it was almost $1,900, and then $360 for big fish. So take that any weekend.
Yeah, take it any weekend. But the other thing, too, is you're the state champion for the IMTT, you and Victor.
Yes, that's the first time in 21 years that we've been fishing that trail. We've gotten second or third a bunch of times, but never won it. So it was pretty exciting.
Congratulations on that. You did good work, as they say on the south side, you know. You did good work.
Yeah, there's been two other times that we won that trail. Once on Shelbyville, where we only caught one fish, and there was a lot more boats in those tournaments, and then another one last year on Lake McMaster, which is in the Snake Den Hollow Wildlife Refuge. That's like a 130-acre lake, and in the last 40 minutes, I caught a 40-incher on a little swim bait again. Also, when the fish are not active, just use like a swim bait or something that doesn't move quite as fast, and sometimes you'll do good.
You'll do good. Hey, now you're running a Lund, aren't you?
Yes. It's a 18.5 footer. Excuse me. It's I got my last couple, well, probably three boats at Waterworks, and it's been a good boat. You got to have good equipment. I mean, I go on big water. You know, that's not a big lake I was on, but if you go to Lake St. Clair or Leech, they get real rough, and you want to make sure that the people in your boat and yourself are safe to get back to shore, and you want to have a good dealership that takes care of your motor and everything so that you're in good shape when you go out.
When you go out and it works well, when you need something done to your boat, I think it's important to have a good dealership behind you that will get it done and fixed right.
That's right.
You know?
I live like an hour and 15 minutes from there, and when you take it to the dealership, you want it fixed right, so you don't have to go back there. You can go out on the water and be and peace of mind that your boat's going to run good. And I've had really good luck with those guys at Waterworks, so I'd recommend them to anybody.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, do we have a little of a break now with the IMTT, or are you still wetting a line in the afternoon?
My tournament season's done. I fished the professional muskie tournament trail last year. We finished third overall. My partner, Mark Rue, he's a member of the Fox River Valley chapter of mm-hmm. Muskies, Inc. But this year, we couldn't catch a fish. A muskie is a strange fish. They don't call it the fish of 10,000 casts for anything, because sometimes you just can't figure them out. But, yeah, I'm done for the season. The tournament trail-wise, actually, I'm going to go sit in my deer stand a little while here when I get off the phone. And Yeah. My alarm was going off at 6, and I got to call Chauncey. So worked out good. So I'm working both sports today.
All right. Well, it may be the fish of 1,000 casts, a muskie, unless you got a generator, a boat, two electrodes that have 8 electrodes hanging in the water, because we got a little over 20 of them below the main dam of Bussy Lake in the creek on Thursday.
Yeah, that's great that the biologists there, and a lot of the biologists in the state do that at our reservoirs, because the muskies tend to follow the current, and they put them back in the lake. And
yeah,
I don't know, Bussy isn't that big either. What is it, 200 acres or something?
Yeah, it's a little more than 200 acres, but it's still, it's a fishery that people... Every time someone says to me, oh, there's no fish in this lake, I go, okay, all that means is more for me. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that's right. Chavano, we used to do it. Now mm-hmm. the biologists do it. And they haven't gotten a real lot of fish lately, but the most we ever got was 120 when mm-hmm. we had a lot of rain one year years ago, and the biggest one was 46 inches, and we put them all back in the lake.
Cool.
Our muskie club for the Clatt County Hog Hunters.
Well, Dwayne, thanks so much for calling, and you go out and you go stick a nice 8-12 pointer, okay, and then give me some photos.
Well, I will, and thanks for having me.
I'm going to post your pictures that you just sent me on my Facebook page so people could see the picture of you and Vic, okay?
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. The two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. 2037 and get ready to yell, fish on! Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Somebody say, hey, we want some puppies.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yep, first Saturday of the month. Let me look at my calendar. Let me look at my wristwatch. Let me look at my iPhone, my iPad, my laptop, whatever. Oh, my wall calendar. I think I covered everything. But that
don't
means
forget the brochure. Don't forget that brochure.
Yeah. Get the brochure. And that, my friends, is Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well, sir. And yourself?
I don't want to say this loud, because there have been beginning of Novembers, kids have been I remember kids going trick-or-treating when it was snowing outside. I'm not saying but that's okay. They had a nice night. I remember seeing ice on waters in November at times. I'm not saying that out loud. I don't want Mother Nature to hear me. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I'm at a point personally where I'm kind of at a intersection, whatever statement is, because I have kids, young kids, and I have to go out there walking with them all the time. So I don't necessarily want to walk through, colder weather or anything else like that. But it is it's an odd feeling to know that it's almost 70 degrees and you're going trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's talk about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and the millions and billions of activities for little kids, middle-aged kids, toddlers, teenagers, adults, and seasoned adults.
Seasoned. Everybody in between.
And everybody in between.
That's the MO here for the Forest Preserve. Find everybody and get them out there, right?
That's right.
So the first thing I can talk about, I think I've mentioned this before, about if you go online, we have an interactive web map, and it's a real-time app that you can use. You just download it to your phone, and it'll give you every update you need regarding the forest preserves and locations, amenities, like if a comfort station is closed. The reason why I bring it up is because with the foliage, even though a lot of it's blowing off now with these winds lately, there's a new Red Map app. I said that right. And so it can actually identify which locations throughout the Forest Reserve have a more prominent foliage change than others. So if you wanted to go for a little fall nature walk hike and look at the colors, you have the ability to do it on your own, as opposed to one of our guided trips throughout the different preserves.
Oh, now where's that located at?
If you go to the website at fpdcc.com,
yes, sir,
there will be a web link, and you can just, literally has an identifier, and click on web app, and you're done.
Okay, I will check that out.
Yeah, it's nice. It is nice to have that, knowing, some of the things that we have to, I sighed, Chauncey, because one of the challenges of programming is finding the right day, the right time, what audience come out there. But there's other variables that come into play that makes it successful, like weather, like trails coming down or something like that. So if you can go out on your own, we obviously encourage that as much as possible, too.
Cool. I just went on it. Let's talk about the things that are out there.
All right, so this weekend, what do we have? It's the start of our annual Stars, Stories, and S'mores series. For those unfamiliar with, or for those who are familiar but want more info, the whole idea with this is to go out and look at astronomy and night skies. You don't have to have family. You don't have to bring a ton of people. You can go by yourself. At one of the three locations we tend to offer these at, in different parts of the county, and we can look through telescopes. Maybe we can look at Jupiter or look at Saturn's rings,
yeah,
you can see some identifiers. You can have a s'more. You can do a night walk. You can do a craft. So, mm-hmm. And then, so tonight, we are actually having the Trickster Community and Cultural Center come out to have some indigenous storytelling. We have, Chicago Night Astronomy Group coming out. It's nice. So that's taking place tonight from 5 to 8 at Labaugh Woods, up mm-hmm. on the far north side. And then next weekend, it is Dan Ryan Woods mm. on the far southeast side.
Cool. Yeah.
It's fun. Everybody kind of likes it.
Whether you're 10 years old or 110 years old, take a look through a telescope at the stars and you'll go, wow, we're not out there by ourselves.
No. And especially with the clear skies lately. And, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of know, Chauncey. Mm-hmm. We have been pushing the Dark Sky Initiative. It started in the far southwest side by Little Red Schoolhouse mm-hmm. in the Palos, greater Palos region. But we're trying to do more of it in other locations.
Yeah.
So when we do offer these programs, although LaBaugh is situated at Foster and Cicero,
yeah.
we're still tucked away a little bit so the light pollution isn't nearly as bad.
And then on the third, you got a making a bluegrass jam. You got bing a bing a bing a bing a bing a bing a bing. You know, you can listen to some bluegrass music at Thatcher Woods, right?
Absolutely. I'm just kind of in awe of your musical sound. I like it. yeah, we do this. This is almost like a monthly offering nowadays. At Thatcher, Trailside Museum of Natural History, which is across the street in River Forest,
mm-hmm.
tends to connect the communities and bring music in those regions. It's all free. You can bring an instrument and jump in, or if you just want to listen and enjoy the ambience of it, you can do that too.
Yeah.
So that's something they offer at Thatcher on the north side of Chicago Avenue in River Forest.
Cool. And then this one's a little interesting one. It's called Walk and Talk, A History of the Preserves. This is for people to learn more about the forest preserves and, I guess, where it came from. But it's at Camp Pine Woods. Where is this spot in the forest preserve?
You pretty much hit it on the head there. Sorry if that noise. You hit on the head. So the idea is to acknowledge the land before us as well as inform them of whether it's geographically speaking, topographically speaking, culturally. You know, you throw 1,000 topics in there and we bring it together into one lump sum. So Camp Pine Woods is located on the Upper Des Plaines River. It's kind of like Northbrook, Arlington Heights, Mount Prospect mm-hmm. area. I think it's off of Lake Avenue or Euclid Avenue. So Camp Pine Woods is a nice location. They're talking about the site itself, why that became a devoted forest preserve. Talk about the trail systems. I would imagine they'll mention something about the new walkways, pedestrian walkways that are going in a little further south near Chevalier. And then they'll probably talk about some foliage changes and what's going to happen fall and winter time, too.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to jump over a couple of them, but because there's one here that's it's called Little Red Rocks at the Little Red Schoolhouse on the 7th, Thursday. Perform or listen to music and poetry during an open night mic, you know, an open mic night at sunset. This is interesting.
That's pretty cool. So we partner with I always mention this. I don't want to be redundant. But the whole idea, if you want to make something work for the community, you have to find the right partners.
Mm-hmm.
So if we find the right organizations to partner with, they can come on and bring different assets and different things that we can use to create a memorable experience for everybody. So with that said, you come on in. Again, if you want to do some solos, you can do that. You can read poetry. You can relate it to nature, your family, how you grew up. It's just a lot of ways to mm-hmm. go with it. But it's another way to draw folks into the area and kind of create a sense of pride for folks.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounded like a really cool thing. You know, I mean, I was like, dang, I like this.
Speaking of cool and something you'd probably really, really love, what about this fishing derby on Saturday the 9th over at Horsetail Lake? If you had a chance to look into that much.
Yeah, with the Village of Palos Park and the boys and the girls from there, they're going to be joining the preserves for a family fun day of fishing, huh?
Correct. Starts at 8 a.m. For folks who maybe don't know, you have to have a license if you're 16 or older. Right. Everything underneath, you're good to go. So they'll probably have some gear in case you don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have prizes. This is more just exciting. Let's get out there and do a little bit more fishing before the weather maybe, or maybe doesn't turn colder. It all varies.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then Trailside Museum on the 9th, I know, is doing a cool program about lunch with the raptors. It's Trailside River Forest. You can learn about what the our favorite raptors are having for breakfast and lunch, you know?
You have a big fandom, to say the least. And with that said, it feels like a lot of the folks like to do what you like to do, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to mention the one thing you'd love doing, Chauncey, because we talk about it every time it pops up.
Yeah.
The Fossil Quarry Tour over at Stagwell Environmental Learning Center.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Salivating like that love topic.
I'm there.
Sunday, November 10th at 1 o'clock, you can sign up. This is registration.
Mm-hmm.
Go online or give them a call, and then you can take a guided tour of the quarry out there and understand kind of the geology and, you know, the glacier sides and everything related to it, of the Sagwa Environmental Learning Center.
Yeah.
So that's, again, that's Sunday the 10th at 1.
Yeah.
If you're not watching the Bears game.
Stop Bears. You know. Stop Bears.
Oh, yeah. What else we got? What else? Time. Oh, River Trail. We'll never forget Michelle and Brian. So on the 10th as well, if you wanted to stay further up north, you can participate with the Sugar Shack Time Machine. If you haven't been to that site alone, it's just beautiful. It's right off the Des Plaines, but then they also have a Sugar Shack, which is instrumental with their fall festival and their maple syrup festival.
Yeah.
So you can actually learn how they create maple syrup, or at least burn it down, boil it down, the whole processing, and then you can actually be part of that as well and participate with tapping.
Oh, yeah. That's really a kind of a cool thing. Hey, I know that we've only gotten through 10 days, and there's another 20 to go through the Forest Preserve. If somebody wants more information, where do they go?
Go to the Forest Preserve website at fpdcc.com, and then you can click on the events tab. Otherwise, you can stop by one of the nature centers or one of our events. We'll have the fall guide. Also, please be mindful that we are almost finalizing last details of our winter brochure, which is relevant for the December, January, and February months.
Cool. Cool. Well, once again, my friend, Mr. Mondel, you always bring a breath of the great outdoors indoors. That's right in our own backyard, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
I try to appease you, my friend. Whatever you need, I got you covered.
All right, take care, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on December 2nd and 3rd at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. Please bring your own non-toxic shot. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all ages and skill levels, with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and dog, if requested, lunch on the site, a hotel room Monday night in a great downtown Springfield hotel, a banquet dinner with silent auction and more, coffee, donuts Tuesday morning, and you pick up your clean birds, and you can either go back in the field or drive home. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and have fun with one or two days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Hey everyone, Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end of the season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. They're great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury only at Waterworks. How about 25% off? In-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more. And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, let me tell you a story about
it. This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, you know, we've all talked about the beautiful fall colors and this and that and how much fun it is to hike and camp this time of the year. But really, you know, we've got Jeff Vasher on the line. He is from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And, Jeff, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, what's your official title with the state?
So I'm a forest fire specialist. And then a duty officer, too. So what that means is, like, when we have fires and that for duty officer, if there's a fire, I'm in charge of getting suppression vehicles to that fire.
Yeah, you know, the equipment and people,
equipment,
assets.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
But the reason I wanted Jeff on the phone with me today is because, you know, it hasn't rained much anywhere in the Midwest. And I'm talking Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan especially. And if you're all running up there to go see the beautiful fall colors of Michigan, you just got to be a little bit more careful. And I just don't want to leave it at that, people, right, Jeff? They just need to look at what they're doing.
Yep.
What are some of the best ways they can do to make sure that something doesn't get away from them?
So, you know, like we said, you know, we still want you guys, you know, we want them to use, you know, still use the outdoors, you know, like the hunting, you know, going to look at the leaves and that. So, but one thing we want to do is be very careful in the woods because, like I said, we haven't gotten no rain in, like, the last month. It's been very dry. You know, everything is tinder dry. And so if you have a campfire, you know, make sure, you know, you put it out when you're done. You know, we like, you know, when we tell the kids, you know, and everyone, make it a mud pie when you're done. The one thing is, you know, like right now is very windy today, so power lines are starting fires, you know. And, I mean, I've been for the state for almost 23 years, and I've never seen a fall fire season like this. I mean, from May 1st to August 31st this year, we've had 67 fires in the state. From September 1st till now, we've already had 76 fires already. So, you know, it just tells you how busy we've been.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem for us is we're not seeing the big fires. It's the problem fires. So it's they're burning deep in the ground. So because of no moisture, so it's very burning deep. So it takes a lot of water to put these out.
Mm.
And, like, we had a 30-acre fire here in Midland County, and they were putting 25,000 gallons of water a day on it. And you go back the next day like you didn't even do nothing. That's how bad it's burning.
Wow. I never thought about that. You know, because it's so dry, you get, is it called like a root fire?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the organic materials in the ground because there's just no moisture. So it can follow the roots around, whatever, for the fire to, you know, escape and that. So you might think it's out, you know, and they come back. And the other problem we're having is, you know, the leaves are falling.
Mm-hmm.
So these burn in the ground, these leaves fall on top, it gets the leaves going, that burns across, you know, like the control lines and that, and then here you go again. So that's the problem we're having.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned hiking through the woods, and I'm not trashing you smokers or anything like that. Somebody who's smoking a cigarette and they just flick it out to the side, not thinking, you could start a fire. It's that dry. It really is that dry, folks.
Yeah, and the other thing is so when you get a very frosty morning, so that helps dry stuff out too. So
Wait, whoa. How does a cold, frosty morning dry stuff out?
So, you know, in the morning, it's like freeze-dried is what it does.
Oh.
You know? So the frost freeze-dries it, you know, so then once it will be wet in the morning, but once it dries out, then everything's just like crumbly dry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens too. So the frost will, that helps speeds the drying out too. So.
Wow, I never thought about that. Never thought about that. That's interesting. You said 70, how many?
We've had 76 fires from September 1st till now already.
Yeah, I'm on a website that I get, you know, where fires are at around the state. And literally, you know, they're all over the place. And you know, we're talking forest fires and prairies up there. And in Illinois, I know there's in down central or southern Illinois, they've got a huge fire going on because it's racing across the corn stubble. And the wind is blowing at 30 miles an hour from the south. Guess what, folks?
Yep.
And that's just change your element in the woods and leaves and pine cones and pine needles.
Yep.
That's like super tinder. And, you know, flipping a match into that or a cigarette, you know, you could start a forest fire and never realize it. You know, guys are, you know, driving.
You know, the thing, we just had a fire here probably 2 weeks ago. Farmers are getting ready to harvest his crops there the day before, the day after this fire. But I think it was a power line, and it burnt 80 acres of his cornfield, then 20 acres of his bean field. It's 110 acres time they got done.
And that's a lot of money lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what it is a bushel for corn, but. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a tremendous amount. Now, one of the other things, I love this conversation because we don't think about it, but when you get somebody like Jeff Vesser on the line with us, he's reminding us, like, you know, think about it. You have a campfire. You're gonna have a little campfire, and you take a log or something, and you remember this word, place it on the fire. Don't throw it on the fire, because when you kick up those hot embers, where do they go? They go into the air.
Straight up.
And then they float over, and then they touch something. And the next thing you know, you're wondering why is it pretty bright over there, you know, about 50 yards away.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, we've had a couple of fires like this, too, is from, you know, now's the time people are sighting in their rifles. We've had two fires start from the ricochet of a bullet, so that just tells you how dry it is, too. And one was a 25-acre fire we had here last week.
From the ricochet of a bullet?
Yeah, they were shooting at a shooting range, and they figure it might have, you know, they have those big berms, you know, whatever. They think it might have hit a rock, and they traced it back, and
you can see right where it kind of smoldered, and then the wind took it, and yeah, from a ricochet bullet.
Oh my, Jeff, if you could see my face right now, I'm looking at the microphone, going, huh? Yeah. Oh my God, I never thought of that. Burning trash and all that stuff that could just become airborne so easily.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I fought one in my yurt, as they say. You know what a yurt is? When I was a yurt, I fought one small brush wood forest fire that DNR came in with a dozer and cut a trench and all that stuff. But I was amazed at how fast that can, you can't walk as fast as that's going to move.
Yeah.
And people don't know that.
And springtime is usually our bad time of year because, everything's dead, from the winter and that. But, right now, our conditions are just like spring. That's how bad it is right now.
Oof.
Just because of no moisture and, it's just, like I said, we want you to use the woods and that, but just be careful because it is very dry.
Yeah. Exceptionally dry. Oh my gosh. I never thought about, the bullet, dragging something in your car or trailer can start a spark that can smolder and that little ash can move over. I mean, it is so many things you don't think about, but you almost have to think in another direction. Like, what can I do? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And these are all the things. If you're having a campfire in a campsite or wherever you are, even in your backyard, because that thing could drift up and go over someplace.
Yep.
Have a couple of 5-gallon buckets of water nearby and a shovel. And don't say, "Well, I want to go to get a soda from the ice chest." Wink, wink, soda. I'm going to get a soda from the ice chest, and I left the fire. No, you don't do that. You better bring the ice chest closer to you. You should never, ever, ever leave a fire when things are in conditions like this.
Yeah, one thing you can do too, when you're everyone gets their deer camps and that, take a rake or a leaf blower and blow all those leaves away, where you're going to have your, campfire, make sure it's all clear. Even if you rake it and take it down the mineral soil, that's going to help you out. So
yeah, because you may be in a cabin for deer camp and a fire is outside, and at the end of the, sitting around telling deer stories, you're going to say, "Oh, everybody, we're all going to bed," and you left the fire. No. Wow, this is amazing. I am so glad you came out today, Jeff.
No, I'm glad to talk about it.
Because this is so important for people to realize, what to do. Mm-hmm. And it, once again, you're saying, "Well, it's just a little fire." Well, that little fire can grow really quick. And you may not see that hot ember floating through the air. And I watch, even when I was a kid in Scouts, I would watch that ember go up, and I go, "Where are you going?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like I wanted to watch it go away, extinguish.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. But, you have to be careful. And it's not just, you're saving the forest for the beauty of the forest. You're saving the forest for the animals. You're saving the forest for you and your kids and your grandchildren to use many years from now. Because if you ever seen a piece of woods that been, just devastated by forest fire, and you don't have to be out west in California for a forest fire.
We have them here too. And last year we had that one up by Grayling there that was like 1,500 acres, it's just, like I said, all it takes is one little match, and you got the right conditions, and then it's off to the races.
And if that fire grows and runs down the road or runs through the fields, guess what? The neighbor's house might be getting a little bit touched by it.
And the one thing is, too, is, you can be charged, for suppression for this, too. If they find you at fault or whatever, and they can get pretty expensive, all the equipment and, people's time and all that out there. So
I never thought about that. Never thought about that. Just remember what Smokey says. You can prevent forest fires.
Yep, that's right.
Well, my friend, thank you so much.
A problem.
I enjoy this tremendously, Jeff. It's Jeff Vassar, everybody, from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. he takes care of the Southern Peninsula. Somebody else takes care of the Northern Peninsula. But it's just so many people go out, whether you're whatever state you're in, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota. Be careful this time of the year, especially since we are so, so dry. And even if you get a little bit of a rainfall, it's probably still dry.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, everyone, Chauncey here, and Waterworks Marine is having their end-of-the-season huge blowout sale. 25 to 90% off on many items you need if you own a boat. From November 11th to the 16th, Waterworks needs to make room for their 2025 product line and save you money. They're great deals on Mercury motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower, covered by a special warranty for Mercury only at Waterworks. How about 25% off in-stock rod holders, lube, oil, stabilizers, safety equipment, pops, and more? And don't forget that extended warranty deal on Mercury outboard motors from 2.5 horse to 400 horsepower covered by that special Mercury extended warranty at Waterworks Marine. But that's not all. Look at the super prices for boat consoles, boat covers, hardware, manuals, Lund apparel to look good, cushions, and more. So pick up all of your boating needs at the blowout prices, and don't forget to repower your boat with a new Mercury outboard engine and get that extended warranty that'll save you thousands of dollars. That's November 11th to the 16th, big blowout sale at Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. I'll see you there. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on December 2nd and 3rd at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. Please bring your own non-toxic shot. This two-day all-inclusive pheasant and chucker hunt is great for all ages and skill levels, with no limits on your harvest and plenty of birds released. That's two hunts, Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning, a guide and dog, if requested, lunch on the site, a hotel room Monday night in a great downtown Springfield hotel, a banquet dinner with silent auction and more, coffee, donuts, Tuesday morning, and you pick up your clean birds, and you can either go back in the field or drive home. Go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and support the Illinois Conservation Foundation and get more kids outdoors and have fun with one or two days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet, also in Tinley Park, Presley's Outdoors in Bartonville, Illinois, Mike's Tackle World in Decatur, Hunting Stuff in Salem, Illinois, and Dunn's Sporting Goods, also in Marion, Illinois, and hold a new TDI rods and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Welcome back, everybody.
When you left the row half done, you claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no
idea. I love that song. Oh, I love that song. Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's two of my favorite people, not Bing and the other one, but that show that was used on a show called Bill Cullerton's Great Outdoors when he was alive on another radio station, and Bill and I were friends. And then we hear my daughter's voice. It's great to hear my daughter's voice every Saturday morning. That's my daughter, Sarah. Does a great job. Hey, everybody. Well, I hope you're enjoying today's show. We have lots of good information, lots of stuff going on. The fire thing was very important. There's lots of programs in the Forest Preserve District. Can't pass that up. Remember that. Lots of stuff there, you know? And let's not get out there and enjoy it. It's right in our own backyard. But we need to get into some fishing reports and stuff here. First of all, I know, yes, don't start typing on a keyboard that I didn't bring it up, because when I miss his report, I get the emails. My grandson Aiden's fishing report from Western Michigan. Kid's got a pretty big fan club, and you have no idea how many people love his fishing report. I go, do you listen to the other 58 minutes of the show? And I don't read it. I print it out. I don't read it. I just look at it, and then here it is. Papa, oh my, dot, 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 dot. The waves were real bad on all the pier ends. They're called pier heads. Pier ends, high waves, strong winds. No one was out. Dad and I took a little bit walk out onto the pier. Don't tell Mom. Oh, I guess I should have read this. But it was really, really dangerous. We got back out off of it. Then instead of fishing on the pier heads, we went to pier heads. We went inland to the Grand River, and we were watching a couple of anglers catching decent size, nothing big, but decent size walleyes on the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids. And they were using jig and minnow, jig and crawler, just bouncing it along the bottom. We then had to go to a hockey game, which I scored a goal. Yay! I did good. That's exactly what I wrote. I did good. And that's my grandson Aiden's fishing report for Western Michigan. He says, see you in a few weeks. Love your hockey and fishing pro in making. And the fishing report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call. Say, hey, I want that Chauncey price. I want the Chauncey price, and you'll get a good price. All right. I know it's pretty much kind of over, but snagging for Chinook and Coho salmon is only permitted in Lake Michigan shoreline until December 31st, but there's a few fish in there. I mean, it's nowhere near as heavy as it was a couple weeks ago. No snagging is allowed anytime within 200 feet of a moored boat, watercraft, but they shouldn't be anybody out there anymore. Places to snag were Lincoln Park Lagoon, Fullerton Avenue Bridge, south to the end of the lagoon, Waukegan Harbor, the North Harbor Basin only, Winnetka Power Plant Discharge Area, Jackson Harbor, inner and outer harbors. You just can't snag anywhere on Lake Michigan. Please, please, please remember that. Okay, let's get a couple other fishing reports. Roger Dodger, my buddy. Yes, I love Roger. He says, Chaunce, don't get up mid-morning to midday bite is better than early morning, so sleep in and have your coffee at 8 a.m. slow your baits down for bass and small bluegills in the shallows. If you start catching small bluegills, look for bass looking for breakfast. I think he's on a food kick here. He hit below. Oh, then he was out there with us with the Bussy Lake thing, and he said it was a great time with the muskie, the walleye, and the the largemouth bass. So we all shocked, checked out, and released. It was really kind of cool. Captain Tony gives me a chain of lakes report here today. He says panfish are biting pretty good on the Fox River and the chain of lakes. He says most people are using fathead minnows, mediums to large fatheads on a jig head. White bass and crappie are hitting also. Some walleye, a bunch of drum, and yellow bass and white bass. Let's see. A little bit, you know, change up a little bit on both of them. He says sometimes you'll get more yellow, then you get some white, and the back and forth. Ripping blade baits was a good thing. Steel shad and minnows were working 9 to 11 feet of water. Okay, I'm getting all my notes here piled up here. Okay, here's another one. Northern Wisconsin. Yeah, my friend Jason up there. Yeah, he's a good old boy. He's a guy that's 22 years old that looks like he's about 55 years old. I love Jason. Water temperatures haven't fallen a whole lot, but I think they're probably in the low 50s now. Muskie are very good. Pretty much a meat bite. Suckers, and if you want to put a sucker out, then use gliders and jerk baits and twitch baits. Those are baits that a glider, you pop it, and it kind of slides on the surface of the water. Jerk bait, you got to, just what it means. You got to jerk that sucker. And twitch baits, you're just twitching the end of the rod. He did move a 40-inch fish, but by suckers are far better than anything else. Walleye are good. They're finding them deep along transition areas. He must be talking between gravel and mud. Those lines like that in 20 to 30 feet of water. Jig and minnow or chub combinations banged on the bottom. If you're not touching the bottom, you're not going to catch one. Remember that. We're seeing Wolf Lake north in Indiana. Bob said, Chauncey, please say on the show to everybody that in Wolf Lake we're getting a couple of crappie and some walleye. Fish are scattered right now. Fathead fishing near the channel is going to be your better ones to go with. Right down here in downtown Chicago, as they say, catfish, a few perch, some white bass. Whoa, we got the end of the show there. That's Matthew, our board op today, and he's helping me out here, so I appreciate that. And our Native American proverb for this week comes from our friend Chief Alan Wilson. It says, I think that's what unity is, knowing one another, coming together, and working with no conflict. That's true. That's what unity is, coming together and working together without a conflict. Got to please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's, children's, children. Hey, Tuesday's an important day. I don't care who it is. Make sure you vote. I vote because my dad worked at a MASH hospital behind Patton in World War II. And he fought for all of us. That's why I vote. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.